Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for July the 8th. In the year of our Lord, 2021, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. As you also know, ladies and gentlemen, that we believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. Welcome to the one and only Liberty Roundtable live radio program. We are live 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. On the Sabbath, we rest 2 hours a day, hard-hitting talk, less commercials than anybody else on your radio. And, we recap the previous show and then kick into the news the networks refuse to use. That's who we are. That's what we do. It's all about God, family, and country. A quick recap of yesterday's show. We had Becky Akers co-host with us, a freelance writer. She's also a historian. She's written articles in the Christian Science Monitor, the Washington Post, the Barron's Magazine, the New York Post, American History Magazine, The Independent Review, Military History Magazine, The Ottawa Citizen, LouRockwell.com, Forbes.com, and many other publications, and of course, websites. She's also on Liberty Roundtable Live once a month, breaking things down. She's an anarchist, folks. It doesn't mean she wants mob rule. It just means she believes that government is never the answer. She believes that we can, you know what, secure our rights by ourselves and or by private contracts, and that we don't need people lording over us. We should have God, and then we the people could contract for security and safety. We can have all kinds of solutions that way. And you know what, for the most part, I agree with her point, although I do believe there needs to be limited government. I believe governments are instituted among men by the consent of the governed to protect and defend. The proper role of government can work, does work, historically has a track record of working. The problem is when the people aren't moral, we lose our liberties. When the people aren't jealously guarding their liberties, when the people aren't educated, et cetera, et cetera. The founders said you have a republic if you can keep it, meaning you got to be engaged and involved and educated and all these things, moral, all these things to make it happen, see? So Becky believes in virtually no government, that we could do it all by private contracts. I believe in very minimal government. Even though we don't agree perfectly on everything, you know what? We can politely agree to disagree on things we don't understand or agree on. And you know what? We can still work towards less government, more personal responsibility, less abuse of our rights, more defense of our rights, more education. And you know what? In the public forum of ideas, Becky can articulate her arguments. I can do the same. You, ladies and gentlemen, can listen to whoever you think has the most common sense answers and gravitate towards their solutions. But let's all, in the free think tank of ideas in America, let's work on it, come up with the best answers, the best solutions. I can tell you this, where there's less government, there's more freedom in a moral population. Where there's no government in an immoral population, you have trouble. Betwixt those realities, shall we find the proper role of government? We pray and hope, right? Becky Akers is also, in addition to being an award-winning columnist, she's an incredible author. She's written two books, one called Hailstorm. It's a novel about Nathan Hale, one of the greatest patriots, in my opinion, the world has ever known. He's the guy that said, I'm sad that I only have one life to give for my country, right? She also wrote a book called Abducting Arnold. And that's the other side of the Benedict Arnold story with facts and details from history you may not be aware of. Anyway, both novels are available now. Look for them by name. Becky Akers, Abducting Arnold, or Becky Akers, Hailstorm. Anyway, great novels, by the way. She does a phenomenal job. She's fun. She's educational. She points us all to God Almighty, as she should. Very interesting to talk to, and I have tremendous respect and appreciation for her deep thinking prose. That's one thing you got to give people credit for, whether you agree with them or not. This is where the mutual respect of America comes in. This is where the civility, in my opinion, card should be played. We can be civil to one another, even if we don't see eye to eye on everything, right? And so, Becky, you know what? You got to give her credit. She's well thought out. You ask her questions, she doesn't go, I don't know. In other words, I have some weird idea because somebody spun it to me and I don't really know what I'm talking about. No, no, no. She studied this stuff historically. She's researched. She's a deep thinker. You ask her questions and she has answers. You may or may not agree with her answers, but you know what? You got to agree they're well thought out. They're well researched. They've got evidence and examples to validate the points. I hope my pros have such credibility, right? But again, we don't have to agree on everything, folks. That isn't what this broadcast is about. I don't just put on guests that I agree with. I don't agree all the time. Now, sometimes you might think that I agree with a guest because I'm polite to them, because I let them say what they want to say, because I even help them at times make their points. That doesn't mean that I totally agree with them. I make it very clear what my beliefs are. So I am not an anarchist. I am not a complete libertarian with a few election cycles gone wrong. I don't believe that zero government is the answer. Becky does, though. Now, I'm here to help her make her points. I'm here to give her a chance to articulate her views so that you, the people, can think what you want about it. So you can say, you know what, Sam, I think she's right and you're not right. That's okay. So I'm not here to attack her. I'm not here to try to argue and prove that I'm right against her. I'm here to let you hear what she thinks, and you can make up your own minds. I'm even known, even if I disagree sometimes, to help her make the point that she's making. Why? Because I've researched her points oftentimes. I've researched what she has to say. I've researched her positions on topics. And you know what? There's a lot of common sense to them. They're hard to argue against. But I can still have my beliefs, even though I can see that, she has her views. So oftentimes when you hear me talk to a guest, I'll even be helping the guest make points that I may or may not agree with. You say, well, Sam, how do we ever know where you stand then? Well, if you listen to a single show, you may not know where I stand, right? Because I'm not going to be rude to my guests. I don't have my guests on to try to barbecue them, to destroy their arguments, to show my argumentative superiority, or whatever you want to say, my debate skills. That's not what it's about. It's about you learning what they think and why and the different points of view. And then you can draw your own conclusions. So oftentimes I'll even help them make this point. So anyway, I don't want to digress and spend forever on this. But if you want to know what I think, then you got to listen to me carefully, because I will tell you. I just may not blatantly argue with my guest about it to have them on to hammer my points home. I'll have them on to let you hear their view. I'll have them on to sometimes highlight the differences between us politely. But I don't have my guests on to barbecue them and attack them. So when you hear me, you say, Sam, you know what? You're pretty hardcore when Becky's on, but yet you're not as hardcore when you have, say, Pete Sepp on. What's up with that? Are you like a chameleon, Sam? No. I'm just polite to my guests and respectful. And I agree with some of what both of them say. In fact, most of what both of them say, but not 100%. Take an Ammon Bundy. I don't agree with him 100% either, but I think Ammon Bundy's one of the best true blue guys on the planet. I'll defend Ammon Bundy. I'll defend Pete Sepp. I'll defend Becky Akers. I'll defend James Edwards. I'll defend these people, even if I don't agree with everything they say. Why? Because they're good, honest, moral people. They're the American people. And just like the Founding Fathers, just because Benjamin Rush didn't agree exactly with Thomas Jefferson, who didn't agree exactly with Benjamin Franklin, who didn't agree exactly with John Adams, who didn't agree exactly with Patrick Henry, who didn't agree exactly with... Okay, see what I'm saying? They still worked together. They still had the focus of civility. You would say, well, they weren't civil, Sam. You know, at times they weren't. You're right. They make mistakes too. Don't forget it. They're just people like we are. But the goal should be mutual respect for one another, kindness. When we disagree, we can do so agreeably. We can still be kind and respectful to one's beliefs. So oftentimes when you hear me interview guests, and I'm very kind and polite to them, and even helping them make their points, oftentimes it doesn't mean that I completely agree. It does mean that I'm polite and respectful, and I'm having them on because I have enough respect for their views, even if I disagree with them, to where I think you should hear them and make up your own mind. And I can be kind and decent to them. And then I can have my own views as well, which I'm entitled to. And I hope my views receive the same respect and civility that theirs do. That's all we're talking about, right? For example, the New York Times says the American flag is divisive. Boy, howdy, sadly are they right. Becky and I broke down why we thought it was so. Becky doesn't want to even look at the flag. She's so disgraced by it. Not what the flag used to be. I articulated that to me it means the Founding Father Rescue, and she agreed and wished it were that way. But she also won't even want to look at the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag. I don't pledge allegiance to what it's become and its perversions, but to what it stood for and what I hope it to stand for again someday with my work and the work of others. See, it's just different ways of looking at the same thing. Am I ashamed of what we've done in America today? To a great degree, I am. But I'm not going to down this country over it. I'm going to try to restore the republic. So it's all viewpoint, ladies and gentlemen. What is the true meaning of patriotism? We can debate that till the cows come home. A lot of people believe it's wave the flag, promote your military personnel, and talk good on the 4th of July about America. Tell a story to make make the tears flow, and you've done your patriotic duty. See, I don't think so. I think patriotism, personally, is living the commandments of God Almighty, because he's the author of our liberty, and true patriotism means fidelity to God. And then family. It means believing in the God-ordained traditional family. One father, one mother, legally and lawfully wedded. An organization God has put together, marriage, male and female, created them, welcoming children to the earth, raising families in righteousness, teaching the next generation what patriotism means. See, it's about God, family, and country. That, to me, is patriotism. Fidelity to all three. Cuomo declares emergency over gun violence in New York. They say it's a first for a state. New York Times, to me, it's a disaster. It means gun-grabbing days are coming. Beware, my fellow Americans. Don't let them trash your Second Amendment, please. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable Live continues in seconds.
Why don't we say to the government, writ large, that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. It is time for your Honest Money Report. That means Brian Rust, RustCoinandGift.com. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Thank you much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
Man, there's so much to talk about, so little time. Let's get right to it. Honest Money Report, where's gold sitting, sir?
1,817.9.
All right, 7.9. Okay.
Silver's 26.16.
26.16?
Right.
All right. Is this up or down?
Silver's down 19 cents from last week. Gold's up $39 from last week.
18.17.90, 26 16.
Correct.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right. What does this mean? We don't see a whole lot of change, really, do we?
No. Usually sometimes in the summertime, we see kind of a drop down in the metals, basically. But, yeah, over the last year and a half, it hasn't really done that. It's been pretty strong, you know, stayed pretty strong. And it's still, you know, physical still strong. Still quite a bit of buying going on and so on. So I think it's a good opportunity right now to buy, kind of as it's come down just a touch or so. But I still, these are good opportunities to acquire metal. I mean, with all that's going on,
it's always a great time to buy metal. Inflation starting to rear its ugly head. I know a lot of people would say, Sam, that's been going on for a while. It's just been kind of hidden and not seen because of the flush of money due to the COVID, you know, stimulus and all this other kind of stuff. But we're starting to see pain at the pump. Gasoline rises to 7-year high, up 40% since January. That's not insignificant, Brian.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's just, you know, showing that inflation is kind of, you know, hitting us. Housing prices, lumber prices, I mean, food. I mean, you look at a lot of things. So, absolutely, we're seeing that.
The question becomes, you know, gas is one thing. I can try to, whatever you want to say, drive less. But people are saying, get ready for higher grocery bills for the rest of the year, Brian. That is not something that I have a lot of control over.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think that, you know, I mean, the overall picture, I think, you know, if you look at that, basically, I mean, we've allowed our farmers to, you know, they've gone to the farmer and said, okay, well, let's not grow any more product. We'll pay you not to grow nothing, you know, because we're bringing food in from other countries. Well, that's interesting, you know. And then now they're talking about, well, with the heat and so on, and they can't water and the crops, we're gonna have a beef problem, right? So I mean, there's just all kinds of things going on, and I mean, we probably should have, you know. Yeah, food's a big issue right there, no doubt about it.
Food prices will continue to rise in 2021. Here's why. And then that is by Bloomberg, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I find this an interesting topic, because if they would say why, we would say why, and I think we'll have different viewpoints on why. Here's what they say, Brian. If it feels like you're getting less for your dollar at the grocery store, we're here to deliver the bad news. You're not imagining things, and you're not alone. Okay. They say food prices have been rising 2% if you're buying groceries and 3% if you're eating out. They say the figures have peaked because of the coronavirus pandemic. The increases were driven by a head-turning increase in the price of eggs, fish, poultry, and meat. Anyway, they say we can't blame politics for these increases, because food products and prices are going up in other parts of the world, too. Bloomberg reports the prices of tofu went up by 30% in Indonesia. Wow. The price of turtle beans went up by 54% in Brazil. While across the sea and in Russia, the price of sugar has skyrocketed by an eye-watering 61%. Food prices are facing headwinds from climate change and COVID-19. I want to just stop right there, Brian. Is that where you would go with this discussion?
Well, yeah. You know, you look at that. I mean, I kind of look at a pattern here, kind of, and maybe not just looking at right now and what's happening right now, but I think we have to go back years. You know, just to kind of see what's been going on, what's happening. And so I always kind of felt like the lifeblood of our country was the farmer, right? I mean, he was producing food and we were eating good food and so on. And then all of a sudden these farms are going away, the land, you know, perhaps one generation dies, another generation comes up and they just want to build homes there, I guess. And so you lose that. But across the world, we're seeing these prices increase. And unless without a check, you know, from the government or something to help support, you know, maybe the low-income or medium-income people. I mean, they're stranded and rely now on the government to kind of take care of them. And so it's kind of a big cycle. I guess we look at the whole picture of what's going on, but there's a lot of things happening.
Yeah, here's what they say. Not only is it COVID-19, not only is it climate change, these are the two drivers of why they're going to destroy your whole society and blame it on those two points.
Ladies and gentlemen, right.
I think they're up in the night psychotic crazy. I'll explain why. Do I think those things have an effect? Absolutely, I do. But I don't think they're the causes they want you to believe. So here's what they say. Listen carefully. Here's Bloomberg again, the quote, credible news service, don't you know? They say prices whose volatility was triggered by a surge in demand via COVID-19. Now, how does people getting sick make a surge in demand, folks? Doesn't make any sense. If you're sick, you'd have less surge in demand for things. Most people just kind of stay in their beds and don't spend money and don't go to work and make money and don't even really eat much except for soup and water. And, you know, they consume the least amount when they're sick of any. I don't see how that increased demand, but that's what they claim, see? They say because no one was traveling last year. Well, why wasn't anybody traveling? Was it because of COVID? Or was it because of the government's psychotic meltdown global response to COVID forcing everyone not to travel? See, is it your government or is it the COCO?
Right.
Then they say gas prices fell and stocks rose. But demand came back just as suddenly, leaving everybody scrambling to meet the need. By golly, gas prices went through the roof. They say food prices could continue to skyrocket for another year. Wow. So that's the debate. They're just wanting you to believe that all these things just absolutely melted your world down. And I think completely different about this, Brian, than they do. I mean, I get that there are factors. If nobody's traveling, so they start, you know, reducing the amount of gas output, I get that that has an effect. But was it the fact that somebody got sick or that there's an illness? There's viruses every day all the time, from colds to flus to SARS to all kinds of things. And that doesn't mean that the society melts down. It was government's responses that caused this. Let's be very clear about that. Because if I was trading in gold and silver locally with my farmer, it wouldn't have had a huge effect. The farmer might say, well, I don't have as much food for you, Sam. And I'd say, I know the prices are going to go up a little bit, but that's fine. But it's government's responses that have created this extreme. It's the overcorrecting by government. Someone's sick. Let's shut down the economy. It's a massive overcorrection, right? Right now, Joe Biden, for example, is proposing and outlining this idea that he wants a door-to-door vaccine campaign push. He wants to literally go to your door, knock on your door and say, hey, Brian, you ready to take the cocoa? Brian's going to go, not today, boys. Thank you. Goodbye. And they're going to go, wait a minute, hold on. Let's talk about this, Brian. Well, you're associated with Liberty Roundtable Live, right? You know, you've been following fake media for years, Brian. Can we get you into a, you've been indoctrinated in this kind of a cult called right-wing political talk radio. Do you think we can un-cult you, Brian? Can we deprogram you, sir? And then they're going to try to work on, that's where they're headed, Brian.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. They want us to kind of rely on them for everything. I mean, right now they're creating. What are they creating? They're creating a kind of a society that, in order to go out to the restaurant, you got to maybe have a card, or you got to be tested right then, or you got the way of our whole thinking and our lives change. I mean, if you want to travel, you know, and so on, you got to have, you know, you get, take this, you know, test. And so, I mean, so it really has changed our whole outlook of kind of what's going on, and they're pushing that agenda. There again, more government control and blaming this, and you know, the COVID's the cause of everything, and so yeah, it's really, really outrageous. Kind of that's why I think, you know, we better prepare. You know, preparation is peace, in my opinion. So put away food storage, put away metal, put away something that has real value that we can trade and barter and have some kind of sustainability.
Listen to Brian Rust, wise common sense solutions right here on Liberty Roundtable Live. RustCoinandGift.com. Stay there, Brian. Hard-hitting talk continues on your favorite talk station.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Elsa killed one person in Florida after making landfall in the state Wednesday. Elsa has weakened over Georgia with 45-mile-an-hour winds now. Tropical storm warnings are in effect Thursday from Little River Inlet, South Carolina, to Great Egg Inlet in New Jersey. The search operation at the Surfside condominium collapse in North Miami is shifting from rescue to recovery. As hopes of finding survivors faded, Miami-Dade Mayor Danielle Levine Cava said Wednesday. Japan's government is set to declare a state of emergency for Tokyo due to a COVID-19 spike. The government will decide after talks with International Olympic Committee officials later Thursday whether to ban all spectators, which medical experts say would help slow the virus spread.
Lightning strikes twice! The Tampa Bay Lightning win their second straight Stanley Cup!
Tampa Bay Lightning win Game 5 and the Stanley Cup, as seen on NBC. We are USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energize Health. And I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect. Worse than death. Erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and EV, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button, watch a masterclass, and then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. EnergizeHealth.com.
Four mercenaries suspected of assassinating Haitian President Jovenel Moïse were killed by police on Wednesday night, and two others were arrested in a tense gun battle. Moïse was killed in a gun attack at his home outside Port-au-Prince around 1 a.m. Wednesday. First Lady Martine Moïse was flown to Miami for treatment in critical but stable condition. President Trump has thrown the gauntlet towards social media. Tim Berg explains.
Former President Donald Trump is suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google over his account suspensions. Speaking in New Jersey, Trump saying big tech has become enforcers of unconstitutional censorship.
It's a flagrant violation of the Constitution going on before our very eyes. And I hate to say this, but they do it with the Supreme Court, too. They play the refs.
Trump also says he's demanding the end of shadow banning, a practice where an online community blocks a user's comments or restricts their visibility. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. Brian Rust, RustCunningGift.com on your radio. Sam Bushman alongside for the ride. Hope you're doing well, folks. So, I believe this is fake news by Bloomberg. Food prices will continue to rise into 2021. I agree with that point. Food prices are going up, but then they claim the cause and effect. Here's why. Headwinds from the cocoa, headwinds from climate change, and that's the problem. See, that's a conclusion that they don't really know. That's a lie. I submit to you the reason we have inflation is because government is tampering with the economy in so many ways it's not even funny. From shutting down businesses to then stimulating businesses and rushing businesses back. You know, they're waves upon the sea tossing us all about, ladies and gentlemen. And then you put that with dishonest money where they make money out of thin air. And then they put the stimulus and then they hold interest rates lower and they manipulate all these triggers on the economy. That is why, ladies and gentlemen, fake, dishonest fiat currency together with unconstitutional, out of control, fascist and socialist and communist manipulation of the economy. That's the reason that you've got out of control inflation at your back, folks. It isn't because, you know, somebody burped and then, hey, the world got hot. That isn't true. Okay. Also, the idea that, oh, man, there's an illness. There's a new virus out. Look, there's sicknesses everywhere, and there always has been. Every year, the flu takes a toll big time on the American people. Of course, the flu went away and cocoa came, but and that just ruined the whole world, by golly. See, that's a lie. It's their manipulative tactics that are at the cause of this, the root of this, Brian.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, They create all this stuff, you know, create. And then if they get caught kind of in their creation and that, then they kind of push it aside or sweep it under the rug or bring attention to something else and so on. There's never really any accountability, and they move on to their next agenda, basically, to, you know, whatever's next. I mean, is it another super virus? Now we've got some kind of another strain.
Yeah, let me tell you what it is, my friend. You know the new strain, don't you?
Yeah. Well,
do you know what it is?
Government?
Well, there you go. They claim this, though, is a new strain, you know? Where it came from, I don't know if we can blame the communist Chinese. This is a morphed version now. What do they call this thing? What's that strain called? D or T or something?
Yeah, what is the new strain? Let's see. I thought I read here.
I'll look for it, but I just find it fascinating. It's the new strain now. Then we're going to debate. There's not different strains. Then they're going to say, okay, the new variant.
Right.
What's the difference between a strain and a variant there? Well, quite a bit, Sam, if you understand science and doctoral. Well, you just need a degree, Sam, for you to understand that. I mean, it's crazy. That's what we're facing.
Yeah.
But you know what? Whether it's the new strain, whether it's the Delta variant, that's what they're calling this thing.
Delta.
The Delta variant, don't you know?
Right, right.
That's why I said it was D. I guess that's Delta, not just D, but there you go. By the way, Delta is the phonetic for D in what, military language?
Yeah.
They say the COVID hysteria has already gone on for way too long, says Rand Paul. And these power-hungry bureaucrats do not want to let go. That's probably why we're hearing so much about this spooky Delta variant. Now they have the Delta Plus variant, don't you know, Brian? It's even beyond Delta, bro. Don't let the fearmongers win, ladies and gentlemen. They say that the new study in England of the Delta variant shows 44 deaths out of 53,000. That's 0.8% in the unvaccinated group, that is. We must stand strong on the side of science and refuse to allow another lockdown or other useless manipulative rules. If you ask me, Dr. Rand Paul says, enough is enough. If you agree, then, you know, chip in some cash he wants you to do. So there you have that. But it's the Delta virus, or, you know, Delta strain, or the Delta whatever. The Delta variant is what they call it. And so I look at this, though, and I just go, Brian, this is what I mean. Is it really just the Delta variant? I don't think so. I think that the economy is having problems because they've been manipulating every aspect of our economy under the guise of these other problems. Okay, it's like this. We killed everyone because we're Christian, and by golly, if you're not Christian, you're an enemy. You're Satan. So we're going to kill everybody. That's manipulating religion like they do oftentimes. More people have been killed under the Christian badge than any other almost. And you look at this thing and you go, what? Well, the same thing's happening here. Oh, the reason it's crazy at the pump, the reason your food's going up forever is because, golly, it's getting hotter. And golly, people are getting sicker. And that's why we're here to save you. Let us give you another stimulus check. And then they're not admitting that these realities are what they're doing, not what is happening in the world. It's their responses and reactions. It's kind of like, oh, I wrecked my car because a deer came out, and they're like, well, the deer was in the middle of the road, right? Yeah, well, how come you're way off over here off the road and you hit this light post? Well, because I had to miss the deer. Okay, but was the deer at fault that you hit the light post? Well, yeah, of course it was. Well, wait a minute, why didn't you just hit the deer? Well, because I turned to avoid the deer. Okay, so you hit the light pole because you avoided the deer, right? Yeah, well, who made the light pole get in the way of the deer? Wait a minute, the light pole wasn't in the way of the deer, and we're just going around the barn. It was the overcorrecting that took you off the road that hit the light pole. It wasn't the deer. Now you could say, well, if that deer wouldn't have come out, none of that would have ever happened. I agree, but if you didn't overcorrect and go off the road, that wouldn't have happened either. I know, but I would have hit the deer. That's right. Then you could hit the deer and say it was the deer's fault, maybe. Or you could say you were going too fast. We can go around the barn of the discussion about this, but we act like we don't have any responsibility in this, Brian.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that, Sam. That's a great analogy.
It's like
right
redneck
there.
Breakdown, huh? Well, that was them deers in the road. It's like, I don't get it. The light pole wasn't in the road. I know.
Yeah.
See, and it's our responses, our reactions that are the cause.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, this new Delta variant, you know, that's a, you know, that, you know, they were talking, you know, the great recovery, we're starting to get back and that, but hey, we've got this new Delta variant now. And so, you know, we've got to postpone reopening. We got to enforce more harsher measures and even more lockdowns because of that. And then, you know, you got this mad cow disease. Maybe there's going to be a mad pig disease, you know, and then there's, you know, the mouse came in. And you know, there's just so many things that, you know, like you just said, you know, out there, you hit the pole. Well, yeah, I mean, it's absolutely crazy. You know, we're, and in a sense, we're not smart enough as people to take care of ourselves. You know, that's why we hit the pole. So we got to rely back to government. What do we do? What line should we get in? What? Hey, help us, right?
I mean, well, we got to make a law against hitting poles is what we need to do, Brian.
That's right.
I mean, if there was a law, then people wouldn't be hitting poles. You see what I'm talking about? And yeah, now here's the other idea I'll take off on this analogy. I rolled my car. And so they come and they get me out with a jaws of life. And they ask me, what the heck? I say, man, there was deer in the road. And I rolled my car because I was avoiding the deer. And they're like, well, where's the deer? Did you hit it? Well, no, it took off. We don't see any sign of a deer, sir. I'm telling you, I seen it. I seen it. There was a deer. Sir, there's no signs of a deer. There's no broken brush around off the side of the roads where you were and everything. I'm telling you, there was a deer, and I rolled my car. And it was all the deer's fault. Problem is, we have too many deer. Got to have a deer population reduction program going on.
Right.
I mean, it just doesn't end with the kind of stuff. And then we're going to debate the deer. And if I say there was no deer, then they're going to say I'm a conspiracy theorist, even though evidence shows there was no deer. They're going to say there was a deer. Why? Because we said there was a deer. Dang it, Ryan, don't you understand? How dare you disagree there was a deer?
Right. Yeah, that's exactly
you've become a
right.
deer denier, haven't you, Brian?
Yeah, well, cannabis. Maybe I need to go to, maybe it was cannabis. I was on, but well, there's a deer.
Well, okay. Cannabis is legal because you have a right to decrease pain, my friend.
That's right.
See, there I mean, it go. Just it is just insane.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you know, but the officer who shot Ashley Babbitt now, the veteran, has been accidentally identified. Did you see this? The House Sergeant at Arms, guy's name is Timothy Blodgett. He inadvertently disclosed the name in congressional testimony. He accidentally confirmed that Lieutenant Mike Byrd killed Ashley. And I got a question. Are we going to have any accountability for this?
I bet we don't.
Yeah. Well, he could say he had a hunting license and he thought it was a deer coming through the window.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
Had a backpack. You know, sometimes those backpacks can't, you know, have some animals. There's things on there. And yeah.
Yeah.
I can see
it's
how
like,
they.
It's like Hank Williams said, hunting for the two-legged is a lot more fun.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, Hank Williams Jr. I'm just saying it's crazy.
Yeah.
But don't worry, they have a de-escalation tool now that wraps your arms and legs. That's according to the Arizona Republic. This thing's a de-escalation tool that was created about 4 years ago. It's called a Bola Wrap. And people are divided over the high-tech lasso. Here's what happens, man. The cops press a button, buddy, and this thing just puts out a snake-like cord that just wraps you up, buddy.
Wow. That's kind of a Spider-Man type.
Yeah, man, you kind of feel like it's a modern-day Spider-Man, don't you?
That's right.
Wow, man. There's a transracial man, by the way. He was born white, but he feels like he's Filipino, Brian.
Yeah, there you go.
Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Well, my mom smokes and my dad smokes, and I saw them smoking, so I tried it. They're telling me not to smoke, but they smoke themselves.
When it comes to smoking, are you sending mixed signals?
But when you teach someone a certain way to do things and you go back on that certain way, it sends mixed signals to the person that they're trying to teach. The parents need to be the example.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
All right, Brian Russ, Sam Bushman on your radio, RussQuinnGift.com. If you want an honest person in the metals business, Brian Russ is your man, ladies and gentlemen. Been working with him for a long time, and you got a friend in the constitutional currency business, if you will. So, Brian, I kind of decided that if men can be women and women can be men these days, you're not allowed to change your race, though, don't you know? This white guy thinks he's a Korean. And he feels Korean today, and so, but they're having a problem with that. You're not allowed to change your race. You can change your sex, but not your race. Don't understand that. But I wonder if you could change and just tell people you're an animal. You know, what animal would you be, Brian?
Well, that's a good... A lion, maybe?
Because you can just say, I deserve special status. If you were like, Kurt used to joke about left-handed prairie dogs.
Yes.
Because when they would say that they're going to, you know, this, whatever, it's such a unique animal that it's like, what the heck even is that? So he jokes about these left-handed prairie dogs. And if you're one of those, though, you'd be endangered. You could be protected from all kinds of things, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that would be that'd be good. The turtle, and there's in there a spotted turtle that you're kind of in danger.
Yeah, you could be a turtle, man. That'd have to turn off all the lights for you at night and everything to make sure you don't get lost and confused
right.
And stuff like that.
That's right.
But Rachel Nichols, I guess she's this white lady. She said about Maria Taylor, a black lady. They're both ESPN workers in the sports world. And I guess employees have been choosing sides. Some say the story is a plant to help this black lady get a better contract and all this kind of stuff. I don't know the truth, but I know that she, the white lady, I guess didn't get a position that the black lady got. And so the white lady was off the record saying, hey, I want to know what to do here. I'm happy for her that she got this and everything, but I hope she didn't just get it because she's black. And then that private conversation went viral, and now the white lady got shoved to the side. She got sidelined from the sidelines, Brian. Because she was a sidelines reporter. Just imagine being sidelined from the sidelines. That's pretty rough. You're pretty backseat there now for that. But she's a white woman, so it's justified, see? Anyway, weird stuff. I bring that all up, though, in this situation where why do we just have these never-ending battles over this stuff? But yet we got economic problems and severe issues to deal with everywhere, but we're arguing about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we've changed full circle. I mean, all that stuff now really matter. All this, boy, racism, it's right in our face all the time. We're all racist now. I mean, well, I guess we're not all, but, you know.
Well, I'm only white. If you're white there.
But, I just.
That's why that guy wants to be a Filipino, so he wouldn't be a racist. See what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, common sense. I like the fact that, you know, they come after you. You know, you're definitely racist, and yet, you're definitely not, and here's why. But yet they don't want to hear that. It's because you're white. You know, so it's out there full front, you just can't speak, you can't say, you can't. I mean, we're so twisted up, and that's
you know what I think they ought to do. You know how they used to have Jerry Springer, how it was like the crazy show.
Yeah,
I think they ought to start using these bola wraps, man, and just do TV. And when someone gets out of control, just whip out the bola wrap on them. Wham! You've been wrapped.
That's a good
time for you to shut up, sit down, fall down, whatever the case may be. Now, Fox wants to do for TV weather what they did for cable news. Mike Michael M. Grimbaum is the author of this one. What do you think of Fox getting into the weather? That's their latest big push. They want to be ahead of the climate change battle, don't you know, Brian?
Yeah. Well, is there money to be made in that? Is that a moneymaker?
I guess so. I don't really get it. I don't see how. Who wants to watch the weather all day? But what I find fascinating about this is while they tell us there's climate change, that's the cause of everything, including your increase at the cash register. What I don't understand is they can't even tell me if it's going to rain today, Brian.
Yeah.
I mean, they do these hour-by-hour reports, and then I look at my phone, and it says it's supposed to be raining right now, and I'm outside, and it's, like, sunny. And there's no rain anywhere. And they're like, it's raining. And then what they do is they go into these percentages. Brian, I want you to know there's a 30% chance it's going to rain this afternoon. What does that even mean, Brian? What does it mean, a 30% chance it's going to rain? It means 7 times out of 10 they're going to be wrong. But they're going to tell you 3 out of 10 chances, be ready, bring your raincoat.
That's right.
It's like, what?
Well, hey, if you're golfing, if you're on the golf course, you want to know if, hey, you got to bring the umbrella or the slickers or whatever. Yeah,
but a 30% chance of someone who's supposed to tell me the weather, then from that 30%, let me get this straight. Out of that 3 in 10 chance of it being going to rain, right?
Yeah.
Then I'm supposed to interpret the 3 in 10 chance. How do you interpret that, Brian? Do you go, well, I guess it's not very likely?
Yeah,
or do you go, by golly, better get on the galoshes?
Right. Well, I mean, are they spreading this across global? So I'm saying, okay, it's raining here when it's really not. So do we have to it's not raining here, and do we have to send out the word to dispute the fact of it's not raining? You're saying it's raining, and no, most people think it's raining because it's just what they told them. But it's not really raining. So
well, or the probability kind of increases because they say a 30% chance of rain, but it's not raining?
Yeah.
Does that mean the probability increases? Or is it flat-out fake news? Or is it kind of like it's 5 o'clock somewhere, and so it's raining somewhere for sure?
That's right. That's it. That's it.
And you just look at this, and I don't mean to be rude, but I'm saying, and these are the guys that tell me that I could count on when they say climate change is the reason that it costs more at the gas pump and the reason that it costs more at your grocery store. We know that's why. But they're the guys that can't even tell me if it's going to rain today.
Right. No, that's it.
They're the guys that tell you that hurricane's coming, but they don't know how bad it will be. We don't know if it'll stall. We don't know what it will do, but yet we're going to tell you rain's a-coming. And I look at this and I just go, and these are the forecasters, these are the people that we're supposed to rely on. And if I argue with them, I'm peddling fake news.
Right.
So let's say they have a weather report that says 30% chance of rain. And then I say there's a 0 chance of rain. Who's right? Until rain comes, I'm right.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just interesting, isn't it?
But see, you have common sense. See, and that's a bad word. Common sense is a bad word, so we're going to throw that out the window.
You know who I think have a better knowledge whether it's going to rain or not than the weatherman?
Who's that?
The old farmer that goes, man, my knee's hurting, rain's coming.
Yeah, there you go.
I can feel it in my elbow, sir. I don't even know how to tell you. I'm just telling you right now, rain's coming. Lo and behold, it comes. Right?
Yep.
I don't know. I'm just saying this is very interesting in the fake news era that we find ourselves and the cause and effect reality that they talk about all day long. They're just flat out dishonest and deceptive, Brian.
Yeah.
And I don't know sometimes if it's on purpose or they're making their best guess, but when someone says to me there's a 40% chance of rain tonight at 6 p.m. and a 45% chance at 7 p.m. and a 50% chance at 8 p.m. and then by 9 p.m. it's going to be a 40% chance and then 10, a 30, and then you know by midnight, no chance of rain anymore. And then rain doesn't come. I'm kind of going, what the heck?
That's right.
Buddy, I was going camping, and I brought all this extra stuff in my thing because it was going to rain. I even went to the store and got some umbrellas, man, and some tarps to make sure it was cool. I spent all my money, and it's not even raining.
Yeah.
Or whatever. I just find it very interesting how they can do that all day. And what they call it is, you're a weatherman. You go to school. This is a scientific breakdown, isn't it, Brian?
Yeah. That's right.
And these people are like educated scientists and stuff. Well, I bring this up because I think it directly relates to the economy. These people are manipulating everything we deal with. They're taking a stab in the dark is all they're doing. And you can say, well, it's a little bit more of an educated stab in the dark. Okay, so be it. But what is an educated stab in the dark? Is it still a stab in the dark? Yes, Sam, but it's a better stab in the dark versus if you didn't have education. And then I go, okay, can I flip a coin and do better? On occasion, Sam, you can. Well, can I go to Las Vegas and do better? Well, you might. You know, could we have group think tank, whether you believe it's going to rain in a specific area or not? And the group think tank, if you just ask everybody, is it going to rain? People would say, I don't know the weather report. I got to trust the experts, the scientists. No. Jettison them for a minute. Is it going to rain or not today? People would look outside and make their determination. I wonder if you could just have a group think tank, like a big questionnaire poll every day in a given zip code. Is it going to rain or not? And I bet you they'd be right as much as the real, quote, forecasters are, Brian.
I think you're right. We that's kind of the old saying there that, you know, we can probably do this ourselves. We don't really need to. I mean, I'm looking at what they said it was going to be and it didn't turn out. So it's exactly right. I think one of the bigger pictures here is the fact of cluttering our lives. I mean, it's just about cluttering and winding us up into where we can't function without their telling us what to do. I mean, we're so cluttered. We can't common sense. We have to throw that right out the window. We can't have common sense. We need to rely on government to really bless and take care of us. Well, I want to rely on God. I don't want to rely on them. But, yeah, I mean, that's kind of where we are.
It's a wise point. Let's take it full circle to the economy, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, the advice Brian gave at the bottom of the hour right before the news break was brilliant. Folks, get a little bit of constitutional currency. Get a little bit of gold. Get a little silver. Get a little bit of food storage. Get a little bit of medical supplies. Get more out of debt. Stabilize your life. A little bit of a lot of things are going to take you far in your life. And whether it be some massive catastrophe of a complete economic meltdown, whether it be something as simple as a job loss, or maybe you're not making quite enough money because inflation is making it very hard to handle your food costs. RushCoinAndGift.com is where you can get not only true advice on honest money, on real metals and where you stand and what you ought to be investing in, etc., to the broader advice of, hey, let's not clutter our lives, to making simple, wise, common sense decisions. This is the kind of stuff you get from Liberty Roundtable participants, ladies and gentlemen. Brian is spot on, Brian.
Hey, another aspect of that too, Sam, as I am prepared and have that, I have the opportunity to minister or bless the lives of my neighbor who maybe doesn't, right? If I'm prepared and they need some help, the government is going to, you know, they can't, well, this neighbor needs help, this neighbor, but I can do something, right? I'm prepared. I have peace of mind and I can go over and bless that for God's children, blessing God's children and the opportunity to do that. I don't need the government to tell me to, here and go here. I can do that myself. And so I think that gives me, you know, the opportunity to do that if I'm prepared to stand, right?
Wise, provident living, ladies and gentlemen, preparedness one day at a time, steady, faithful preparedness. It jettisons fear. It replaces with confidence and faith and hope and stability. You can be there for your neighbors while the government's busy trying to cut red tape and get through the paperwork so they can help you faster. Brian's already on the scene saying, no need, thank you, have a good day, we love you,
right,
kind of thing. And that's what this broadcast is all about, helping people prepare, neighbors helping neighbors, people making a difference one issue at a time. And I think that you just start with that. If you had a little bit of toilet paper, you wouldn't be in the toilet paper runs. You'd just be like, oh, glad you guys are getting teepee. You're a day late and a dollar short. Let's be like the wise virgins, though, and have plenty of oil in our lamps. And that's symbolic for a little bit of everything that Brian's speaking of. And I think it's really important to understand that. And I don't want to hear excuses why the economy and the inflation and all these things are happening. I want to go to the core root. And what we want to do is prepare you folks, ladies and gentlemen, and give you guidance and direction that will help you insulate yourself from these extremes that government seems to force us to. I mean, it reminds me if you're in a boxing ring and they just keep pounding you on the ropes, and you finally stagger to the other side and you get nailed on the other rope. It's time to take a step back for the next round, ladies and gentlemen. Clear your head and go, wait a minute, what should I be doing to make sure that I have the upper hand now? Brian Russ, thank you so much, my brother.
Amen, brother. That was awesome.
All right. Thank you, sir. There he goes. Brian Rust, always doing a phenomenal job on your radio. I'm telling you right now, you want an honest man in the coin business? RustCoinAndGift.com gets it done for you. And he gives broader advice. He brings calm and stability in a troubled world. That's what followers of Christ do, ladies and gentlemen. When you think about God, family, and country, and you prepare wisely, pretty soon instead of panic becomes stability, safety, honor, solutions. That is indeed what Liberty Roundtable Live is all about. For Sam and Brian, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.